Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. Imagine if these things could take place in the Quad Cities. Imagine if cities could plan for peak flood times like our utilities do. Mid-American Energy knows in advance of extreme heat or cold exactly where the power will come from because agreements are in place. With flood easements administered by FEMA or other organizations, landowners who have agreed to let their land flood could be given funds for repairs after floodwaters recede. These easements would make room for the river and lower flood levels. Imagine also what relief homeowners and businesses would have from high costs of flood insurance if every city from Clinton to New Boston was a part of the FEMA community rating system. Today, only Davenport, Moline, and Rock Island County are part of it. Once affiliated, best practices would result in lower premiums. Imagine how Davenport citizens could access the River, LeClaire, and River Heritage Parks if HESCO barriers were constructed on the riverside of the railroad tracks during floods. The railroad would no longer have a reason to elevate and could lower them to provide access. Imagine then, with access improved, what the first bridge across U.S. 67 could do for the passengers disembarking from the Viking and American cruise lines and starting a walking tour. Imagine how taking out the Credit Island Causeway, dredging the slough, and replacing the roadway with a bridge would allow the current to move sediment downstream, make room for the river in times of flood, provide boat access, and improve fish habitat at the same time. Now, imagine if Rock Island and Davenport took a page from the 2004 River Vision Plan and built fountains, massive soaring jets off 17th Street in Rock Island and Main Street in Davenport. How beautiful they would be. The plan also calls for white lighting on the red rollers and blue lighting on the upriver side of the lock and dam, making this iconic structure visibly striking at night. Imagine what having docks for day trip boaters in Davenport could mean. If they're directly across from Rock Island's 18th Street piers, they could also be used for a water taxi. Imagine what education programming could take place and how it would bring attention to our greatest natural resource, the Mississippi. These are the reasons why there's no choice but to plan for improvements and start by imagining.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.